Trump is signing an executive order to pay TSA workers, but he can't do that, but he's probably going to do it anyway. Like, legally, you can't do that, but maybe he'll do it anyway. I don't know. He's panicking? Yeah. Trump signed an order to pay Transportation Secretary Administration, Security Administration employees as soon as Monday after a deal that sought to do the same stalled in Congress. An hour later, Mike Johnson rejected a Senate-passed bill to fund TSA and most Homeland Security. My guess here is that Mike Johnson vetoed this in the House because he wanted Trump to get the credit for signing the executive order paying them. House Republicans were angry the Senate's measure didn't fund ICE and Border Patrol, which Democrats refused to fund without changes to immigration enforcement practices. Senators have already left town since passing their bill in the early morning, so it would take time for them to return if the House ends up passing a different measure. Excuse me. The White House says the money to pay TSA employees will come from the big tax cut bill Trump signed into law last year. That's not how that works. Aren't airlines private? Is the TSA paid by the government? Airlines are run privately. Airports are federal land, and they're maintained and kept secure by the federal government. And TSA agents are, they're a branch of the Department of Homeland Security, and their job is to make you take off your shoes and fondle your penis if you're a trans woman. It's an important job. Yeah, their job is to look inside of your asshole. Anytime they say the government is getting funds from somewhere, it's a lie, right? Yes, the government, the tax cuts that Trump signed into law, which for one, tax cuts don't make the government money, but the tax cuts or any other tax policy that's signed into law doesn't give the government a bank account they can pay people from. The government doesn't have a bank account full of money that they disperse into their aid programs or their funding or whatever. You know, that would be a sovereign wealth fund, which we have in some cases, like emergency funds, but not what Trump is describing right here. Money that is given to TSA agents is paid out from the treasury. Money is created from the treasury, and it's destroyed when it's taxed. Bush MMT arc? It's not MMT, it's just how it works! If the government raises $4 trillion in tax revenue in a year, it doesn't all go into a big $4 trillion, like, bank account or whatever. The money's destroyed, and it's recirculated as it's dispersed by the treasury. I don't think that's right. They don't, like, burn it. Yeah, but you don't pay your taxes by sending cash in an envelope. They get their taxes by money taken out of your W-2, or your checks your employer pays you. Yes, it is W-2. Yeah, but it's not from your W-2, but yes, through your W-2. Destroyed just means paid into something else? Not really. If you when the government takes a part of your paycheck, it's not going into a bank account. The money no longer exists. It gets logged by the treasury, but it's not sitting in a bank account. Like, there's no account the government holds that you could then take that money from. It's destroyed. The government produces and destroys currency every year. That's how it's supposed to circulate. It needs to do that for more currency. The problem is we don't have enough currency being destroyed and produced. That is literally what MMT describes, though. But it's not, it's just true. That's just how it works. MMT might describe it, but so do other economic theories. MMT doesn't have a monopoly on the idea that the government does that. It just objectively does that. It's not like a feudal mercantile society where the government taxes gold and grain and they physically have gold and grain in like a storehouse in a castle or whatever. Professor Jiang told me if we print unlimited money, we'll all be rich, though. That is true. Yeah. That's voodoo economics. This? Well, I don't know where Trump is going to get the money to pay the TSA agents. Like, where is that money going to come from? I don't really know. I don't really know how this... Like, it's illegal. What he's doing is illegal. The government doesn't... The president does not have the ability to just pay out people. But, you know, whatever. I guess we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I'm taking this entire thing as a win for Democrats, in my opinion. In spite of the incredible pressure to fund the DHS through the TSA, the Democrats didn't budge. Republicans in the Senate did budge and put through a bill that would fund the TSA without funding the DHS. And then House Republicans rejected it for their own reasons. So, like, the Democrats actually did not budge on this one. This is just Republicans fucking up on every level. I'm surprised they didn't fold. Me too, because the TSA funding situation is getting really, really dire. I mean, TSA agents are not wealthy people. They're not like cops, you know? They don't make like $150,000 a year off of overtime. TSA agents are just regular proletarians. For the most part, they're relatively low-income people. And they've been going without a paycheck now for over 6 weeks. There are TSA agents quitting and not showing up to work now? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they need to make money. They need to make money. Yeah, of course. If they don't, they'll fucking die of starvation and getting kicked out of their house. Did you know TSA agents aren't allowed to accept gifts over $20? That's all federal workers. Anyone who works for the federal government, there are laws restricting gift giving as a way of cutting down on bribery. Sadly, it doesn't apply to the president. Well, I mean, there are anti-corruption laws that the president is meant to adhere to that he's not, but, you know, Doesn't really matter. Law doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. The airport here was asking for $20 gift cards to airport TSA agents. That's kind of funny. Like, oh, I'm sorry the government's not paying you, but here's a $20 gift card to Chili's that you can cash in to postpone your starvation by a little bit. You know. TSA agents are annoying, but they're far from the enemy. Like, you know, I think the irritation you should feel at TSA agents is when they personally open up your asshole and fondle your junk. It's not like a systemic, like, they're not really doing anything. Like, they're just guys for the most part. Well, actually, there are a lot of women, too. You know, they've mostly been nice to me. I do have Middle Eastern friends who get pulled aside for special screening every time they go to the airport, though. So, like, there is that. You can take from that what you will. Also, trans women have a pretty legitimate beef with them because they have introduced the machines that beep loudly if you have a penis. Did you know those scanners, when you enter, the TSA agents will hit a button to say if you're male or female because it determines what it beeps at? Like, when I walk up to the machine, right before they say, come on ahead, they hit the male button. And what that means is what they're expecting is an extra lump of mass between my legs. Like, the machine is not supposed to register me hiding anything between my legs because I'm expected to have it. But if a trans woman walks through and they pass, you know, they would hit the female button and they'd walk through. And then the machine's like, fucking gun, ceramic Glock 19 in between the thighs. And then they get patted down. But they do have to press a button to say male or female because that determines, is that real? You're joking, right? No, that's actually how it works. Yeah. The machine, it's like an X-ray. I don't know what exact kind of detection system it uses, but yeah, like if you've got a dick and the machine's not expecting a dick, then it will register that as like a foreign object or whatever. What if you're androgynous? Then they guess when they press the button. Does that mean passing trans guys could smuggle stuff in super easily? Honestly, yeah, kind of. That would be like a blindsight to the machine, though. I don't really know like how effectively you could do that, but like, I mean, theoretically, hogs are getting hospitalized left, right, and center. Oh yeah, I saw this one. Pretty funny. Good to know they're miserable. Visibly upset and struggling, acting ice head hospitalized twice over stress, officials say. You know why he's stressed? I got an idea. I saw this image on Twitter. Now that we finally have demasked ICE agents because they're in the airports, I know why he's stressed. Have you seen his employees? It's all that dang Gen Alpha slang, man. Look at these kids. What the fuck? They're like 15. Holy shit. What the fuck is up with this? Look at this kid. I swear to God, he looks like 15 or 14 or something. The mustache down here. Okay, does this lady in the top right not look like the spitting image of the SS officer black woman with the flamethrower back when the Twitter was undergoing the previous iteration of the race wars? You know what I'm talking about, right? Does she not, like, spitting image, big glasses, pulled back, long, straight hair? Is this not, like, incredible? No, yes, no. Yeah. Who? You don't need to worry about it. If you don't know, you don't know. No way in hell am I getting arrested by these prepubescent chuds. They'll fucking kill you. It's the problem. This is the thing, okay? ICE is taking advantage of the fact that everyone underestimates young people, but young people have no bones and instantly recover from any injury. If you accidentally take one extra step down the stairs and your heel clashes with the lower step too hard, you go, ooh, and you feel the pain radiate up your leg and you have to take a second to brace yourself. An 18-year-old, you can just kick them down a flight of stairs. They'll get right back up and run. They don't give a shit. I don't want to be kicked down a flight of stairs. Don't be a pussy. Acting ICE head hospitalized twice over stress, officials say. Hospitalized for stress. 18-year-olds are like zombies. You have to double tap or go for the head or something. Bosch is envious of the youth's agility. I will never recover from the first season of American Ninja Warrior, where they started letting the teenagers compete with the adults, and all of these like lifelong 32-year-old athletes got mogged by these spindly, long-armed, monkey-like 15-year-olds who just effortlessly glowed over to the end of the course because their tiny post-pubescent bodies instantly adapted to any physical challenge. It was infuriating. We need physical contests that young people are sure to lose, okay? I don't know. It's got to be like, I feel like I could beat a young person in sumo for sure. Because sumo is about spirit. And the young may have a regenerative body, but their spirit hasn't been hardened in the fires of life and adversity. You know? Drunk driving. Drunk driving contest? Well, do you have the requisite grace and dignity? For sumo? Me? Probably not, no. In a separate incident in Los Angeles over the summer, Leons became so distressed when ICE agents couldn't locate a migrant on their target list after a ride along with top admin officials that one of his bodyguards took a portable defibrillator from a nearby government office to Lyons in case he needed medical intervention. Oh my God! During these episodes, the current former official said they saw Lyons break out into a full sweat with his face turning deep red. They attributed the source of the pressure to ramp up deportation to the White House and top advisor Stephen Miller, who yelled at Lyons during morning phone calls with administration officials, according to four people who were on the calls. Oh my God! They're miserable over there, man! Other officials disputed that Miller yelled at Lyons, with one saying the deputy chief of staff was merely passionate. It's so fucked up that Democrats are going to win in 28. And then they're going to not prosecute a single Republican. It's so maddening. It actually makes me, like, I'm trying to play it off, but it makes me viscerally upset. Like, I think about it and I start getting, like, flush and I get, like, sweaty because I'm so angry. I get really fucking mad when I think about it. They need to build a giant holding facility for all the Trump administration officials they're going to arrest. They need to build it at sea level on the Florida coast. Lyons, who first joined ICE as an immigration enforcement agent in 2007. Wow! Another insane Hitlerite ICE agent who actually wasn't hired post-Trump, but was actually like that the entire time. Despite that, ICE's arrest tally has only hit a daily average of 1,100 this year, according to the New York Times. Sheesh. It's probably only going to go down over time, too, as ICE gets, like, more and more dysfunctional, which it already is. Oh, God, did you guys hear? Total government fuck-up with the fucking TSA funding. For those of you who don't know, all of our airports are falling apart because TSA hasn't been getting funding for 6 weeks because Democrats separated TSA funding, which is a part of DHS funding, from the rest of the government spending bill, which Republicans agreed to because it was the only way to get the bill through as quickly as they needed to get through. The Senate unanimously passed through an emergency bill allowing for TSA payments without paying ICE, but then it went to the House and the House rejected it. House Republicans rejected it.